Welcome, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. I'm thrilled you're with us. It is hour number two, Friday now, June 29th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're with us, and we'll be joined by our guest here in just a few minutes. But welcome to all of you who are listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of great information. There are lots of great products as well, and I urge you to check them out and continue to support Republic Broadcasting Network and all of us here on the airwaves. You can do so a number of ways. Of course, they're all listed there. And we'll have the new address. If it's not already posted there, it will be posted. The actual address, the internet address is exactly the same. But moving buildings over the weekend, so we will not be live tomorrow evening. So, by all means, get involved tonight, 1-800-313-9443. And our guest, as I said, joining us right after the first break. Let's get back to Mary in Georgia. Mary, let's try this again. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me better?
I can. Mike? I can.
Okay, well, that's great.
That's wonderful.
I don't have any good news tonight, Frank.
Do you usually?
Well, yeah,
okay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying, you know, here we are talking about all this, you know, the cusp of a global Great Depression, and, you know, what good news could there be unless you win the lottery or something?
Well, I didn't hear the first 30 minutes of your show.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know what you've been going on. So you might want to ask me a few questions or something, but the main reason I had never complained about RBN, but I all of a sudden had to because I try to listen to your archives, and I wrote James, and he said write RBN because they messing up your archives, Frank, and as a matter of fact, 6:25, your first whole hour will not play. So I wrote them and told them about it. And, I just like to, you know, if you listen to something a second time, you can catch more than you did the first time. And I don't really like it when I try to play your archives and a whole hour of your show's not even recorded.
Manny, any insight there, my friend? Did you catch that, Mary?
Your first hour don't upload right.
Well, that's what I've noticed.
Well, dang. I guess I need to call in on the last hour then, huh?
But to hear yourself?
Well, yeah, I like to hear what I said and hear what you said. I mean, if you put something in twice, you get more out of it than you did the first time.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it would be nice. I've actually, you know, been hearing people who have had that gripe for, I don't know, 5-6 months now. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's in charge of the computers or how all that works. But
it's been going on a while, Frank. Hmm. But ask me a question. What are you talking about tonight? What do you want to know?
I don't know. You called me. What do you want to know?
Well, I didn't get to hear you the first 30 minutes, so I don't know what you've been talking about.
Okay. We're talking about the economy, and we're about to do that with our guest who's coming up here in actually right now, so right after this break.
Who is he?
His name is Mike Stathis, and he is the author of the book, America's Financial Apocalypse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. So you might find that to be really interesting. So
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Mary. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in three with our guest and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us tonight. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whelan. It is Friday, about 10 past midnight here in the Central Time Zone, and, you know, gosh, it's just been such a weird time. We spent the first hour looking through a wide variety of news stories indicating all sorts of things about the economy, and most of them, especially out of the non-American media, indicating that not only is our economy in great jeopardy, but also, of course, the entire planet as a result of that. Very, very interesting things, and again, to some of you it's surprising, to some of you probably not. But I think our guest will be able to shed a great deal of information, a great deal of light on the subject. His first book was entitled The Startup Company Bible for Entrepreneurs. His latest book is entitled America's Financial Apocalypse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. Please welcome to the program Mike Stathis. Mike, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Frank.
It's a great honor. Hey, let's start out by telling people about your background and sort of why you're able to write about a financial apocalypse.
Well, you know, as you know, I'm not a writer by trade. I just have a passion, mm-hmm. And I guess what started this particular book was I was doing an investment newsletter. Mainly for institutions, and I kept going over the same things, the same problems in the economy. And rather than do that, I said, you know what, I'm going to put it all in a book, and I'm going to deliver it to the public, and hopefully they'll see what's going on, because the media is not reporting on the issues that are truly essential for current and future America. In terms of my background, I was actually trained in science, in chemistry specifically. I got my master's in chemistry as well. And then I took a 180 and went on Wall Street, and had some interesting experiences there. Worked for two very large firms, mm-hmm. UBS and Bear Stearns. And that was in the midst of really the bubble deflation, the stock bubble. I got pretty disgusted from the whole thing, didn't want to be associated with it. And at the same time, I was becoming more interested in venture capital, mainly high technology, early stage companies, because I had done some merchant banking on Wall Street. So I decided to venture off and work specifically in that area. Same time, I was keeping up with the economy and investments as I will continue to do till the day I die. And so, you know, here we have the compilation of my work, it's I guess the book that I'm here to discuss.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, it's interesting. Before we get to that, we were just reading about Bear Stearns, and this is out of the let me find the actual
hedge fund,
story.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say a few words about Bear Stearns. Most people don't know Bear Stearns.
Yeah, I was not familiar with them at all.
Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, they are rated by their peers in the industry as the best firm to work for, as the most prestigious, as the absolute best Wall Street firm.
Wow.
Over Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs rated them as well. The situation, most people don't know Bear Stearns as they don't know Lehman Brothers and as they don't know Goldman Sachs, because those three are essentially, they don't care about retail business. They're institutional. So they go after institutional money. Bear Stearns has 7 offices in America versus, you know, 2,000 Merrill Lynch's offices. Mm-hmm. Yet Bear Stearns controls about 50 to 60% of the daily short interest volume on the New York Stock Exchange. They're powerful. They're very, very powerful. And anybody with a lot of money knows them. They specifically do, they do more with hedge funds than any other firm. They also do a lot of different services such as clearing, which is back office operations and so forth. So they're not that's why you don't hear them advertise. You know, they don't sponsor. Actually, mm-hmm. saw them sponsor a golf tournament recently, which I was surprised on TV.
Yeah.
They don't care about you or I, or you know, they look for institutions dealing with big plans and dealing with CEOs, CFOs, ultra wealthy individuals. So that's why, you know, most people have never heard of them. It's just a completely different side of that business. But yeah, the I'm not real familiar with. I haven't really looked too much at the hedge fund problem that they've had. But was it not something with the mortgages? Is that correct?
Yes, it was the subprime thing, and basically, apparently they're just almost if they're not already completely about to collapse. Anyway, they said it's subprime Chernobyl. Is what they said.
The absolute best firm on Wall Street to work for. It's the most entrepreneurial. You can do the most. It's opposed to a place like Merrill Lynch where you basically they like to hire ex-military people because they want you to do exactly as they say. Bear's kind of a maverick place, but and it's kind of interesting that hedge fund because Bear Stearns actually is one of the pioneers of mortgage-backed securities or essentially making these mortgages. For homeowners, making those, converting them into securities that can be traded on a market, on an exchange. Now, the exchange they're traded on is actually private. That's why most people haven't heard about the mortgage-backed security market or the asset-backed security market. That's when you have securities that are, say, your credit card debt or any type of debt that you have as a consumer is structured into an investment product, and you have pension plans that buy that. But you can't buy it as an investor. If you want to invest in someone else's credit card, these are sold on private markets, and they're huge, by the way. Those two markets, they're called collectively the collateralized securities markets. Those two markets combined are actually larger than the whole stock market.
Wow.
Which is a scary thing. Which, if you can imagine, the $11 trillion mortgage-backed securities market, which is essentially investors have invested in everyone's mortgages, to $11 trillion worth.
My God.
Yeah. So that's something that I point out in the book. I explain that because I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, it's not just a housing bubble that, hey, you know, my house value might go down, but I'm not going to move for a long time. It goes well beyond that. And essentially, we're talking about a potential snowball effect with this debacle in Bear Stearns' hedge funds. This could cause a chain reaction. And the reason why is because there are so many players in these types of securities. They even make derivatives out of these securities. There's just so many. The level of complexity is so vast that many people just, even involved, don't even know what they're dealing with.
Well, that seems to be the case. You know, I opened up the show in the first hour talking a little bit about that itself, and I said, you know, the whole stock market and the whole economy, all that stuff has never really made sense to me, and that's because it really doesn't make sense. It seems to me it's mostly just the fact that people have become acclimated, they've become conditioned to think that it does make sense, that, you know, you can get an Alan Greenspan making predictions and they all magically come true without any real manipulation going on. It just seems kind of silly. But can we talk a little bit about hedge funds and subprime mortgages? What are they exactly? Can you dumb it down enough for me, at least?
Okay, well, let me just clear up the term hedge funds first, because over the years, that term has the meaning has loosened up quite a bit. Traditionally, a hedge fund is considered an investment fund that, and a lot of people think that it allows you to short stocks or take short positions, which basically means that you profit when the stocks go down. But actually, hedge funds are really defined as any type of investment vehicle that allows you to do a variety of things. Hedge funds are even considered in the private equity business, and that basically that type of investment business is where you have a fund that invests in private companies, typically high tech companies. So hedge fund is used kind of loosely, but in its most true meaning, it really refers to kind of like a mutual fund that is able to do a lot of other things more than a mutual fund. Mutual funds can only buy and sell stocks. And that's one of the major limitations behind mutual funds. It's one of the reasons why mutual funds are in a lot of cases useless. And the reason why is because, as well, mutual funds have to remain up to 80 to 90% invested in the market at all times. The largest risk in the stock market is called market risk. That is the risk that the overall market will go down, will fall, will collapse, or so forth. There's no way to avoid that risk except if you're able to have cash on the sidelines. Mutual funds cannot do that. You see, so when the market goes down, they try and sell some of the positions that they have that are going down a lot, and they try, but they have to buy other stocks. So they look to buy stocks that aren't going down as much. But if you have a market collapse, everything's going to go down. You see?
Yeah. Let me ask you to hang on. We're up to our first break here, my friend. I really appreciate you taking so much time with us here tonight to discuss all these things. And again, I want to, you know, explore these because these seem to be some of the big risk areas, and I'm sure there are plenty more where that came from. So, folks, stay with us. We'll be back with our guest, Mike Stathis, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Our guest is the author of the book, America's Financial Collapse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. And I've sent over a link to our webmaster. I'm not sure if he got it posted tonight before the show or not, but it's a link to the book at Amazon.com where you can find it. Certainly just fascinating, fascinating stuff. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks. By the way, it's America's Financial Apocalypse.
I'm sorry.
I know. You knew it. It just kind of slipped because
yep.
Collapse, apocalypse.
Yeah,
know,
they look
different.
They look, yeah.
By the way, I want to mention to you that Amazon has actually just recently, the past couple of days, put the book on sale for about 40% off, and they've never done this.
It looks like a good deal.
So I don't know how long it will last or whatever. I've just never seen them do it, and the book has been out for several months. So I was kind of surprised, but hopefully it'll encourage more people to take a look at it. Because, you know, as I spoke with you before, before coming on the air. While it does have an investment slant, it's really a book, I think, for all American voters, because it does address the problems that they need to understand, the problems that are not in the media, the problems that they need to address with politicians so that the politicians will make change. Otherwise, it's going to be the same status quo until, you know, a problem happens. But I guess getting back to the subprimes and the hedge funds, close that out. You know, hedge funds are they're the ultimate in skill-based asset management, whereas mutual funds are pretty much passive because you can't do a lot of things to utilize your skills as an investor. You're pretty restricted. However, the hedge fund industry, you know, there's a lot of problems. They're not regulated, and there's a lot of fraud going on. So you really have to know what you're doing to pick a good fund. And finally, of course, you have to be an accredited investor to get involved in the hedge fund. There's been a push lately to try and expand that to non-accredited investors. Accredited investors is just a criteria based upon your net worth. They've actually recently increased it to $2 million net worth, and I don't know what the income threshold is, but it was at least $200,000 per year income with the expectation that you would continue that, or $300,000 for a couple. It's probably going to go to $300,000 and $400,000 respectively. The reason why did they make it that way is because, as I say, there's a certain level of sophistication that one needs to have. And, you know, I don't know why they assume that if you're making a lot of money that you have more investment sophistication than someone who's not, but that's just the way that it is. In terms of the subprimes, you know, the subprimes is, and of course, we saw a fallout in that early on in this year, and this latest problem with Bear Stearns hedge funds, I think there's a lot more out there. In addition to that, I think it's going to extend to the conventional mortgages as well. That is the fixed rate 30-year mortgages. Mm-hmm. The problem with the subprimes is that they were just handing these loans out to people who they knew had no ability to pay these things. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, you also have in that mixed bag, you're talking about mortgages that were interest only. Have you seen those?
No.
Well, interest only, I mean, these are the most financially irresponsible products. I don't understand how the government allowed this. Well, I have an idea, but it just doesn't make sense to me, because the fact is that for most people, a home is going to be the biggest purchase that they ever make and the most important purchase. Why would you allow the mortgage industry to position people to take on the most dangerous type of loan possible that would not allow you to repay it and lose your home? Why?
Right? Yeah.
Interest-only loans are basically where, say, the interest rate is 5.25 now, right? And let's say that's the short term. And you can buy a home. Maybe if you see these ads, you know, $300,000 loan for $800 a month. Have you seen that all over the internet?
No, I have not. But I don't really look for that stuff either. So
they're all over the place, especially, you know, on sites like Yahoo and so forth. Essentially, they give you loans that are at zero interest. Okay, which, hey, you know, that sounds like a great deal, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the problem is that it's not really zero interest. Your payments come out to zero interest, but what happens is that you got to make up for that difference somehow. They're not right. I mean, who's going to give you a loan at zero interest when the current rate is 5.25, and actually, you know, the current mortgage rate is much higher, right? So what they do is they tack on that amount, 5 or 6% that you're not paying monthly. They tack that on to the principal. It causes what is known as negative amortization. Have you heard of that term?
No.
That's a term in mortgage where what that means is that, you know, normally when you have a mortgage, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, you know, the mortgage goes down. You're paying it off gradually, right?
Okay.
And but with a interest-only loan or a loan that is below the market rate, with each month, the amount that you owe actually increases.
Oh, wow. Hold on a second, Mike, on that note. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Will, and fascinating revelations by our guest here tonight. Before we get back to that, let me remind you that this hour is being brought to you courtesy of our special guest last night, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. You can go to the website there, privacycrisis.com. Conveniently enough, there's a banner at republicbroadcasting.org. Just click there, take you straight through to his website. You can purchase the ebook there or the hardcover version. Both of these, either version, whatever you prefer, it's going to instruct you on all the techniques, all the tips, all the tried, true, and proven techniques by which you can make yourself private. Okay, you can ensure your privacy in how you travel, how you bank, how you work, and just how you live in general. It's all completely legal, and it's all can be done right here in the United States. You do not have to flee to a small island nation in order to pull these things off. You just have to read the book. So again, Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We certainly appreciate him. You can look for it used at Amazon.com if you'd like. This particular Borders bookstore does have it in stock. 702-433-6222, or just ask at your local bookstore for Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. As always, folks, we ask you to support all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show possible. Let's get back to our guest. His name is Mike Stathis. He's written an amazing book, America's Financial Apocalypse, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. You were just telling us about the zero interest loans, I guess it's called.
Yeah. There's a variety of those types of loans out there. And, of course, there's the adjustable rate mortgage loans, which you're probably more familiar with. And that basically it moves along with the interest rates, the short-term interest rates. That is what's also going to be a big problem. About 30% of homeowners have an adjustable rate mortgage. That's a huge number. When you're talking about 75 million homeowners in this country, a record high, they have a 70% homeowner rate in this country as a result of this real estate bubble. And the problem is that these individuals, they have this adjustable rate mortgage, and many of these are also considered subprime, by the way. Just depends upon how they're categorized. But when you have one of these, the duration or the term, they last about, 3 to 5 years. So you have between 3 to 5 years to refinance, right? Yeah. Or, pay off your home or to sell it. So the problem that many people are going to face is that they're going to have to refinance when rates are going to go much higher. As well, think about what would happen if, a person lost their job during that time and they can't qualify for a fixed rate mortgage, especially when now, of course, it's much more difficult to get mortgages.
Is it?
It's much more difficult, yes, because they threw all these mortgages out there, all this debt, and they're starting to see a huge problem brewing. So now they kind of tighten up things, right? It's much more difficult now. Before, you could just fog a mirror. If you could fog a mirror, you could get a mortgage. You didn't have to prove your income. You didn't have to prove anything if you went to the right place. Now they're very, very strict because they see what's going on. So, we're talking about a major problem. Foreclosures are skyrocketing. And they're going to continue. I predict that the long-term rates, which are usually fairly correlated with the fixed-rate mortgages, the 30-year mortgages, are going to reach 8% within the next 3 years. You can imagine what that's going to do to people who have to refinance because they have adjustable-rate mortgages. Also, another thing is that you have to understand, most people on adjustable rate mortgages, maybe as much as 20 million people, got those mortgages when the rates were very low, 1% or 2%, when Greenspan lowered the rates in 2002, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, rates are now above 5%. The problem with adjustable rate mortgages is that people are now paying as high as 40 and 50% higher each month on their mortgage. Because as the interest rates go up, their monthly payment goes up. It's tied to short-term rates.
Wow.
There have been numerous cases of people who have had to stop health care insurance, stop even prescription drug medications. It's going on all over the country. Mm-hmm. You can just go and read about it. It's a huge problem. And you can imagine that being compounded with the enormous energy costs that we're having to face. There's a lot of problems out there. Why would Washington allow this mortgage industry to remain unchecked?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, and it's interesting. In light of some of the stories we were going through earlier in the first hour, there was one just bizarrely happy story saying that everything's great and there's nothing to worry about, and it's shocking to me. Then we've got this one. From the Telegraph came out a couple of days ago on the 26th. Banks set to call in a swath of loans, indicating, I guess, that, as the banks, so they don't become insolvent, I suppose, they would have to collect their money. If people were to make a run on the banks, that's pretty much what would happen, right?
Well, you have to understand, an interesting thing occurred in October of 2005. This is quite devastating, and you don't hear about it in the news as a major problem. It's going to cause a major problem for many years, and that is President Bush's bankruptcy reform bill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You see, before you could just walk away from your credit card debt, right? Now, you cannot. And it's virtually impossible to file for bankruptcy now, you see?
Yeah.
So people that have been using their credit cards as not only their greed machine, but there's also people that are now using their credit cards as a safety net who've lost their jobs.
Yeah, you got to live off of it, sure.
Well, totally. Yeah. But the problem now is that they have to pay that back. And, you know, that it's compounded by the fact that over the past several years, up to 50% of all personal bankruptcies have been due to medical bills. You know, I'm sure you can imagine it's quite easy, to see a $40,000 or $50,000 medical bill for someone who is uninsured.
Oh, yeah.
Who breaks a bone, who breaks their leg, let's say, because, of course, people who are uninsured pay 3.5 times the rates who people that are uninsured, that are insured.
Mm-hmm.
They pay much higher rates. This is known fact.
Yeah.
So the problem now, though, is that individuals who cannot afford health care insurance, maybe they've lost their job, they're just going through hard times or what have you, they now cannot get out of their medical bills. They cannot get out of the most expensive medical costs in the world.
Yeah.
You see, so that's a big problem. I don't think the banks are going to suffer that much because it's just very, very difficult to get out of your debt now. I think, what's more important to consider is, you know, I'm sure you've heard these debt consolidation companies, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing that they fail to mention is it's a form of bankruptcy. As such, you have to consider that I know this because I have talked to financial institutions and I've spoken to representatives. They can tell and they see things on your credit report that you have gone under this, and it is a form of bankruptcy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And, you know, as well, you know, these consolidation companies, and there were only about 10 years ago. There's over 500 now. It's a huge industry. It's a huge way to make money. I know at least one individual who's making a lot of money doing this. And, you know, the problem is that they kind of come across as, you know, let us help you. We just want to help you, right? We're nonprofit. Well, the IRS actually audited about 50 of these and found out that 41 of them were actually in the business with intents to make profit.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And not only that, but you know, you may say, well, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing debt consolidation because it's going to mess up my credit and I won't be able to get credit anymore. And that'd actually be good, right? It's kind of a good thing. However, consider this. Bad credit means you're going to pay more money for your car insurance in many cases, depending upon the company that you go with, your homeowner's insurance, even your health insurance, and, of course, any type of financing you ever do. From car loans to anything else, it sticks with you. You can't get rid of it. That's a pretty big thing, and you know, that's another issue when you're talking about why insurance companies are allowed. Why is my car insurance dependent upon my credit rating? And well, by the way,
that's true.
I know for a fact at least Allstate and the other ones may have their own formula as well. They have their own formula that they use to assess your credit. A formula which they're not going to tell you what it is. In other words, their formula may say, hey, you know what? We don't like the neighborhood that you live in, so we're going to say you have bad credit.
Yeah, pretty much everything under the sun. I've actually heard that a lot of employers are doing, credit checks on people before they get jobs, which I thought
totally.
Is just bizarre.
How
can they justify that?
It's scary.
Yeah.
Not a lot of employers. I don't know of any employers that do not do that. I think
really,
I think it's unconstitutional. To be honest with you, I think it's ridiculous.
It seems that way.
Well, you know, working on Wall Street, you have no idea. You know, you may have heard all the frauds. It's the most regulated industry out there. I mean, you're not only fingerprinted, but do you have any type of settlement? What does it matter if AT&T misbilled you and you refuse to pay?
Yeah,
which is in my case. They make you pay it, but you can't work.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And And I'm sure that there are many major companies that will do the same.
I had no idea.
Having bad credit can prevent you from getting a job, by the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to make sense, and it seems to be unfair, especially when you look at the credit rating or the credit reporting industry. It's a joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a complete joke how they work. There's so many inaccuracies, and also the consumer really doesn't have a venue to protest things. You know, they say that you can, but all that does is it puts a comment, you see. It doesn't erase it. But where is the judge who hears my side of the story mm-hmm. and hears the company's side of the story? In the case, for instance, you know, if you have a cell phone, and if you happen to be unfortunate like myself and had Singular, and you lost service for 4 months, they wouldn't tell you what was wrong because they didn't know, and they wouldn't let you out of your contract. And if you happen to say, you know what, I'm getting out of this. This is bull. And they say, well, okay, you're going to owe us here. If you don't want to pay, we'll put you to the collection agency. Is that right? They didn't provide services, you see. So there's a lot of exploitation going on in this country, and it's controlled by corporate America, and the consumer doesn't have a whole lot of say these days. It's coming from all sides of the spectrum when you're talking about corporate America. You know, from the mortgage situation, the exploitation there. Of course, you know, the Wall Street fraud continues. Mm-hmm. You know, the latest thing is the backdated options scandal. There's going to be many scandals, by the way.
Yeah.
From the bubble. They're going to continue for several years.
And it's all from the housing situation. It's all.
Well, the backdated options, that's from the internet. But there's going to be a lot in the housing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm predicting basically with the real estate situation, I think you're going to see here and there for several years another big thing. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is if something like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which are government agencies, right, but they're also publicly traded companies, they control a lot of what's going on in that industry.
Wow.
And actually, Fannie Mae has actually already been proven of engaging in fraud. I think about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, if they didn't catch him, it would have been a financial Enron. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know; it might be too late. Still, it's just too hard to tell right now.
Yeah, and this sort of, I guess, laying some of these foundations, and obviously we're barely scratching the surface here. But when you're talking about it in the terms of the title of the book, for example, America's Financial Apocalypse, what part of America? All of it? I mean, is this something that the big corporations would suffer? Is this a situation where the American people are all going to get shafted and the corporations just continue to grow in power and influence?
Well, yeah, the American people, except if you're in the top 10%.
I see.
Essentially, corporate America controls Washington. There's no doubt about that. They control Washington and corporate America. I guess at the beginning, when you first introduced me, you mentioned something about how you didn't really understand the stock market, and you know, Greenspan says this and sounds good, and corporate America is doing well, right?
It's bizarre.
Well, let me comment about that because I actually wanted to make a point, and I think this is a good time and place to do that. First of all, let me just state for the record, Greenspan has been probably the worst Federal Reserve chairman that we've ever had. He's been responsible for the internet bubble. He's been responsible for the real estate bubble and as well the commodities bubble. And he's done that because he's passed out money. Now the media, they're going to say he's a genius. Oh, wow, he's still great.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you see, you notice he ducks out of the picture when you know, and Bernanke's in now, and Bernanke's going to have to clean up the mess, you see? And Greenspan actually mitigated, he lowered the effects of the internet bubble correction by collapsing interest rates down to 1%. And that was what caused us to stay afloat, because consumers suddenly had all this very inexpensive money. Consumers also had these very low-rate mortgages, right? So that boosted spending throughout President Bush's both terms, actually. terms of the stock market, well, you know, a few decades ago, I think you could look at the performance of the stock market and you could say, hey, you know what? The stock market's doing good. The U.S. economy's doing good. But now you can't do that. There's almost no correlation. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, it's because things have gotten out of hand. Corporate America, two and three decades ago and before then, they were very connected with Americans. They provided jobs to workers. They provided a lot of job stability. Therefore, if corporate America was doing well, then our wages were doing well. We had good employee benefits plans. And I don't have to tell you what the situation is today. I know that you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got outsourcing.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got companies continuing to cut or eliminate their employee benefits. And they're taking advantage of or even exploiting free trade. Which...
Mike, I'm sorry. Can I jump in here? It's time for another break. It's hard to believe the first hour is almost over, isn't it? Folks, please stay with us in 3 minutes. More from our special guest tonight, Mike Stathis, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here with us. Tail end of hour number two already. Our special guest this evening is the author of the book, America's Financial Apocalypse. Welcome back, Mike Stathis. And again, thank you so much. We're just sort of bemoaning, I guess, the current state of affairs because, again, it's no good, is it? I mean, anything.
It's not. You know, even by the government's own statistics, the government's own office, the U.S. Census Bureau, reported that for the first time ever in Bush's first term, wages did not increase. Real wages adjusted for inflation did not increase for a four-year period, ever. It's never happened. And since that time, they've barely budged. Unfortunately, that's not the end of the story, because rather than cut wages, companies have not really given increases, or not much, at least, you know, unless you're, you know, the upper brass, of course. But what they've done more so to keep the morale up is they have kind of gradually lowered the benefits, you see, where people don't really see the effects immediately. You know, mm-hmm. you can see the effects if your paycheck is going to be lower, right, every 2 weeks or what you. But the problem is that for the median income earner in America, about 42% of their overall compensation, total compensation, is employee benefits. So you can imagine that, you know, if we're experiencing a trend of declining benefits, specifically in healthcare, whereby the employers shift more money out of pocket expenses to you, right? Then you're gonna feel the effects. It's gonna be delayed, but eventually you're gonna feel those effects. You know, I think that you know, getting back to the, I guess, some of the economic numbers that you hear from, you know, former Chairman Greenspan or Bernanke, and also the, you know, talking about the stock market as we were earlier, the fact is that the consumer controls the economy. Up to 70% of the economy or economic strength is controlled by the consumer, not businesses. So that is exactly why the government has poured out all of this credit to allow consumers to spend more than they're producing. Because that is why the economic numbers have looked so good. But the problem with looking at numbers like GDP, and of course that's the single most revealing economic indicator that they look at to gauge the economy. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that they don't factor in how much of that was due to debt. You see, and we are continually surpassing record debt levels. They also don't consider money that was spent for things that don't increase the living standard, because GDP is thought to, as our GDP increases, our living standard is thought to be increasing. It's correlated with living standards. When we spent $500 billion for Katrina relief, for instance, did that improve their living standards?
God, no.
No. At best, it made them as they were before, and as we know, it probably didn't even do that. When we have spent, you know, $400 or $500 billion for Iraq, and of course we plan to spend another $800 billion over the next decade, has that improved our living standards? No. But it's counted in the GDP. You see? There's many other problems with looking at the GDP as well. But you know, the point is that the government misinterprets, twists data, or the message that they want to deliver. And it's not because that they're evil, although, you know, I think that there are maybe some guys in Washington that have a pretty big evil slant. It's because that they want us to have confidence in the economy.
Hang on a second, Mike. Folks, we'll be back in 90 seconds.
A message for all homeowners and